This is CliffCentral.com.
Yes. Yeah. What's up, everybody? Clearly, Adair is in a great mood.
No, we are in a great mood.
Yes, and you guys have reason to be in a great mood because you guys just finished the exam. Woo-hoo! Congrats, yo. But nonetheless, welcome. Welcome. It is a sunny and hot Thursday afternoon, and you're live with the Millennial Gen T.
And it's not just sunny and hot because we are here.
Yeah, nice.
Guys, you guys need to get ready actually because today's show is gonna be dope as hell.
Mm-hmm. We've got
a live dead man in studio.
Yeah, man.
Sorry,
Pretty much.
We've got a live dead man in studio.
Okay.
You probably don't get it.
No, yeah. I get it. It's a pun. Okay.
Definitely.
Wow.
Oh, sorry.
It's not. It's
the fact that it has to be explained kind of took away from it. You know.
It's a paradox.
I mean, I guess it could be seen as both because it is a play on words.
Yeah.
100%.
So
anyway,
moving on.
I won't lie. I can't really comment because I haven't been in high school in ages.
Yeah, these are just words flying past
for like, real. It's like I know what that means. I know, not really.
So Mr. Alive Dead Man, don't you want to introduce yourself because they're probably wondering like who is this voice, who
tell
is
tell the
speaking?
People who you is
who am I? It's I don't know. I'm joking. I'm Banging is dead. Pretty much that's who I am. Banging is dead.
Cool. Well, there we go. That was short and sweet.
Literally.
Tell us a bit about yourself, Doug.
What do you want to know?
First and foremost, tell us where you from.
Where am I from? I'm from Pretoria.
Okay. So what the fuck are you doing in Joburg?
What am I doing in Joburg? I can actually answer that because a lot of people ask me that. But it's a thing of like, I hope I don't like, I hope no one gets offended, but like PTA is just too slow for me.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted to hear.
Nah, dog, say it.
Like I'd rather live in PTA like when I have money and I'm just relaxing and the other world doesn't exist because it's literally like its own world, bro.
Yeah.
Like everything just pops off alone there and fast. So Joburg is just like where the high key is growth.
Yeah, true.
And like it moves fast. There's money in Joburg.
There's
that's
action.
The thing.
Yeah, but
or there's money to be made. Rather, it's easier to make money. Let me put it like that.
Yes.
Joburg is for up and comers. It's for movers and shakers.
I feel like Pretoria also has its own scene. But
definitely.
It's like Joburg, in terms of
there's growth.
There's not just growth, but like the action. People are moving and shaking.
Yeah, people are moving at the speed of light, bro. And the thing was, like Pretoria is that. You can really be hot, but only be hot in Pretoria.
Yeah. The night.
Hello. Hell no. God.
Nah, but luckily you've been doing it, and you haven't just been hot.
Yeah, you spread hard.
Yo, am I hot?
Okay,
I think you know you're hot though.
Like, that's what shit, we said.
I have no fucking idea, man. Thank you so much. Dad.
Let the people know what it is you've been doing.
I've just been living my life.
Damn.
So that's your job.
I remember the one time we had someone on the show and they were like, we were like, do you have Twitter? And he was like, nah, dog, I trend in real life.
Oh, one of the best bars.
Okay.
That's one of the hardest bars, dog.
Okay.
So for those who don't know, Mr. Bangy is there. He started the clothing line.
That's a lie. Big lie. Oh, this guy's a liar over here.
They're calling you out, dude.
Damn,
yo,
my bad.
Click. This is why we let the artists.
We genuinely got a liar over here.
Whoops, my bad.
Zero fact checking here.
You tell us then.
Yeah.
Come to us.
Okay, what do you want to know? Like,
tell us about your brand.
What do I do?
Dead.
Okay,
Dead
is a lifestyle brand, man.
Yeah.
Amongst other things, we really focus on clothes because clothes is me. Like, I'm really all about that shit. But we do a lot more things. But we so I'd like to say we're a lifestyle brand. We do events. We got our own water, got an ice cream. Just got a collaboration
got
for jewelry.
Drink more water.
Ice cream.
Yeah, black
I
ice cream.
I want some of that.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I ain't care about no water.
I'm sure you
and
want
it's
that
actually mix. Organic. You know what I'm saying? So,
damn.
Okay.
So yeah, man.
Yeah,
I'm a liar. Jaden Smithing
and
stuff.
So I'd like to call myself like an a visionary slash artist.
Yeah.
I like that, boy. Own your shit.
And unfortunately, a lot of people in our generation think being an artist means like a musician. Guys, come on.
I mean, that's...
There's so
that's,
many
that's,
levels to
that's
that
why we're here, is it not? We're here to tell people, listen.
Yeah, school them, bro.
I'm here to do what I want. I don't want you to define me with your labels. I'm out here doing my own thing. So you guys can sit back and watch.
Basically, yeah.
Like, don't allow people to put labels on the shit you're doing, because only you know what you're going to do.
Don't let people dictate your future. 100%. And I feel like that's exactly what you did with your brand. So your lifestyle brand, tell us where did it start? What was the first division of this lifestyle brand? What was the
inspiration?
Like, how did the stuff start?
And why did you start it?
Very good question, guys. Ooh. I was hoping you guys don't go the whole, why is it called Dead Root?
Like, well, that's upcoming
why
question.
Do you guys call it, why do you call it Dead? Okay.
Scratch off on the legs.
I question so much. But okay, where it started from, okay, dude, like maybe 4 years ago, I just used to like edit my own clothes and like low key make my own clothes, like with a seamstress, a guy I knew. So we just used to, just literally unbranded stuff, like genuinely just do my own stuff. Till it got to a point where Galax Boy guy, Vitats, he literally came up to me and he was like, yo, dude, I see what you're doing. It's pretty dope. So what do you want it to do? Like, kind of create an umbrella brand as Galax Boy and have other brands under that. So he basically told me that, and actually wanted whatever I was going to be under that. So on that day he was like, so tell me something, what name would you call the brand? And at that certain point in time, I just told myself that I was dead till my relevance in the world proves otherwise. So
nah, that's crazy.
So till then, I mean, so at that point I was like, oh yeah, dude, I actually can call it Dead, eh? And it was like, okay, yeah, pretty sounds dope. So what happened is, like, every week for like 5 weeks, 6 weeks, I used to like send them like probably like 4 or 5 samples, because I don't like the whole Photoshop mock-up sketch bullshit. Yeah, like, I like an actual
prototype
sample, like touch and feel type thing. So I did that for like 5 weeks and he didn't do anything, and it just got to a point where I was just like, you know, fuck it, and I just started doing my own thing. Literally,
nice, bro. Never let anyone hold you back, for real.
Yeah, but I wouldn't say it held me back, man. I think he just showed me that, like, he like literally gave me the push down the hill.
Okay. Yeah. So instead of holding you back, he showed you that, oh shit, okay, you can
didn't
actually
make
do
shit happen
like on your own.
Yeah, he didn't make shit happen, but dude, I mean, every week I'm bringing like 4 or 5 different samples every week, bro. So it got to a point I was like, ah, oh, dude, I'm actually like actually making stuff myself.
Yeah.
So why am I actually waiting for this guy?
But you know, in the end of the day, like, no one's gonna care about your dream more than you are. Like,
damn,
no one's
straight.
Gonna make it happen. Sadly more enough. Than you will. So
yeah, I know it's sad, but yeah.
Nah, but just like I said earlier, no one knows what you wanna do better
straight
than you
facts.
Do.
Yeah.
So yeah,
the only way
sad though, bro.
I mean, there'll be a time
I have
where
like
you
so
find
much trust issues and stuff. Like,
oh my god,
my
this
company,
is so
like,
deep.
I know, like, when it comes to my car, I'm so scared of working like people, dude.
Nah,
like,
he there.
Because people have agendas.
Like,
that's the thing.
Not even like bad agendas. Just like, you won't do it like how I want it to be done.
Yeah.
Like,
you never know if someone has that vision. Like, you have a specific vision. To find someone that has the same or that shares the same or a similar vision is difficult.
Yeah.
Like, it's difficult.
Tricky, but I know they exist.
No, they do.
So I guess
they
I'm
do.
Just on that path where I will stumble upon someone that will execute stuff how I believe should be executed. Yeah.
Dog, and that's
so
exactly
that's
it.
Started,
you just gotta
man,
wait
so.
Until you find that person. Yeah. You gotta wait until... Because, I mean, you can't... If you go around too much trying with different people... Like, or rather, if you open up to too many people, you're at risk of not only having your shit stolen, people coming up and ruining what you built.
I don't mind you stealing the stuff, bro. Because you got a vault up in here. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can get away with one, cool, but can you really keep up, though?
H. That's a bar.
No, but
geez,
can you really
straight
keep
up,
up? Like,
can you keep
I always
up?
I see people like jacking stuff and it's like, okay, that's cool, but I hope you can keep up, bro, because we're moving at the speed of light. You know what I mean? Like,
damn.
I hope you can really, really keep up. Like,
that's generational right there. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of niggas stealing your shit if you really know you got the source. Because if you really got the source,
can
then
you
you'll continue
up?
Supplying it.
Guys, we're just getting bars dropped today.
Yeah, you
got
really paid me for
this. Shit, man.
No, all right. I'm selling bars, by the way.
Guys, he's selling like Instagram 2K captions. 2K a pop.
Dead bars. Dead bars.
2K a pop. 2K a pop. No, I say very cheap.
So can I ask more about the event side? Because that was the whole like fashion side of everything. Yeah. So what events have you done, or what is that really?
Okay, the events, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like a... It's like a pop-up. So with our events, we basically do pop-ups, and we do pop-ups at our events. Like, we don't do pop-ups anywhere else at other events, except if you're getting paid for it.
So you won't go to, like, a major league garden set up a tent?
Okay, hell no. But, yeah, we don't do stuff like... So our events to interact with our market and why it's like that, because I know a lot of people make it seem like I'm very egotistical, blah, 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 blah. But it's a thing of... I get to see the growth of the brand, like, with each event that happens, you know what I mean? Like, I can see, and I'm not talking about, like, Instagram followers, like, I'm actually talking about growth on the ground, like, and that's the most important growth. I feel like too many people focus on social media, and it is key, it is very key, but at the same time, I think people tend to forget that the real people are on the ground. Like, the real people that I'm really messing with the stuff are people that will go
real
out of
people
the way.
Are the ones that are buying your shit, basically.
Yeah, because I was going to say, like, there's a lot of these Instagram boutiques that have like 70,000 followers and stuff, but no one's buying
their
stuff.
Copying,
so it actually means nothing.
People cop followers, by the way.
Yeah, man, guys, Instagram
they're
is
shutting
coming
down
for
on
y'all.
That shit.
No, but for real. Like, they're shutting down on that shit. I see a lot of brands like, hey, yo, no hate. Yo, keep hustling, brothers. Do your thing. Do your thing. I'm not saying don't do it, but I see you, right?
Yeah, dog,
I see people with like 10,000 followers, then you go to the video views and it's like 327.
You know?
Yeah,
I work with this bro, one. Wait, hopefully she's not listening.
I just want to, like, this is the question I always ask myself, like, dog, you have 10,000 followers and you're telling me that only 300 people are viewing, not even liking, no.
Are viewing your video.
Guys, it's people who are stressed.
And
right
there's some of those slides that don't even, they'll count to
you
the
know
slide.
What I mean? Yeah, like, literally, dude, a view is like, you could be on your feed and you literally see something for a second.
And you're like, nah.
That counts as a view. So out of 10,000, only 3 people see that view. Yeah,
that's crazy. Yeah, but that's how you can always catch
anyway,
those people out, dog. Like, there's a couple of brands. There's this one brand in particular I'm thinking of, actually. They have,
so
like,
shady.
23,000 followers. But on their latest photo, there's, like, less than 100 likes.
I mean, bro,
that,
like,
for me, that was,
honestly,
that was,
bro,
that was,
like,
too
good. For me, I look at the stuff and just, like, yeah, fine. I get that perception really wins. But at the end of the day, this follower thing should be, like, it should be like a goal thing for you. You know what I mean? Like, it should be like a thing of...
a benchmark for your success.
I'm growing.
Mm. You said it earlier though, bro. You said, like, you're not scared of people stealing your shit because can you keep up?
Yep.
It's the same thing when it comes to this Instagram shit.
Can you keep up?
Can you keep up?
Yeah, it's
like
a lie.
Can you keep up? Like,
a life
how long are you going to keep up this persona of you being the hot shit? If you ain't putting out hot shit, are people really watching?
Yeah, bro. Bars. It's sad, but anyway, let's move on to like other real shit. Let's let people be themselves, bro.
Okay, tell us about this black ice cream, dog. Shucks.
A collaboration with a
lady. Sorry. I just want to go back to the events thing, right? So I actually know.
Yeah, kind of we went down there.
Yeah, guys are really jumping the corner.
Okay, so yeah, we just interact with the market and also we tour. So like we literally started touring now again on the 3rd of November.
Sick, man.
This is so exciting.
Yeah, but this is the second year we're doing this. We did this last year for the first time already. But this year is like more, it's more area based because now we're using our website to see statistics about where we're getting the most hits and we're going to those places type thing.
Nice.
So we did on the 3rd of November we were in Bram.
Okay.
30th of November being next week Friday. We're in Cape Town. 8th of December. We're in Cape Town. No, I'm lying. 8th of December was in Durban.
I'm sorry.
I love the way you pointed at.
Sorry, yeah.
Like, I was like, shit.
And
like,
I'm supposed
to
hit. Know
this
and
one.
I was like, are you going?
Dog.
Like, what's
happening? And I'm supposed to hit me like. And then 15th of December is in Pretoria. Yeah.
Yeah, because, like, I saw the other, I think it was last week or 2 weeks ago, you were speaking, you were having, like, interactions with your followers on Instagram.
Yeah.
And people were asking you questions. And it's nice seeing that, like, the way you interact with them is, like, it's so genuine. Because people are asking you, all right, when are we going to get a pop-up in Limpopo? And, like, you'll tell them, you'll be like, right now we got plans for that, watch out, blah, 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 18th of December.
But at the same time, it's also a thing, I'll start to interrupt you, it's like, these homies that ask for pop-ups in specific places, like, dude, we can't come for one guy.
Yeah, it's not feasible.
As much as it's all love, but I'm not, like, we can't come for one guy.
I get it.
There's a website.
There's a website.
I was going to say, like, people can like, shop online.
People are lying, dog. Like, it's just the thing of, are you guys serious
But that should show you how much love that people have for the brand if they actually want to interact with you in person.
For me, it's not a thing about me. That's the thing. Don't come to a pop-up for me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because like, that's not the point. It's not the point.
Hence, Bangy is dead and dead. It's two different guys.
Sure.
Literally, sure. Doug. It's different guys. I'm just the guy behind the guy.
You're the guy behind dead.
I'm the guy behind the guy.
AKA this nigga's Grim
the
Reaper.
Guy is dead.
You must change your name to Grim Reaper, John,
like,
for real.
You never see me, bro. Like, I'm always moving in the shadows. Like, yo.
So I think maybe we must just put a beat in the background. Let's just start.
You must just start spinning bars, like shit.
Yeah, I could literally be a rapper tomorrow. Nobody would know it. But yeah, literally, dude, it's just like, yeah, dead is its own guy, bro. Can grow alone. So don't come to pop up hoping to speak to me. Because me, I'm just like, yo, I'm on the job.
Yeah. Yeah, so I want to know a bit more about this tour, right? So how do you set it up? So do you just do like pop-up stores? Do you do outdoor pop-ups? Do you do pop-ups in like empty stores?
Okay, well, currently our pop-ups are very conceptual.
Mm.
So last year it was like just a pop-up thing of clothes and come see the clothes. But this year it's more of a thing of, it's called a Dead Stocks Array.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a conceptual pop-up curated by Not For Sale. So Not For Sale is like a collective / agency with myself, a homie called B1 that handles all my graphics, and another homie called Dish Cams in Tandeni. He handles like all my videos. So basically what we do is like we just really conceptualize. I normally conceptualize on the creative direction. So the one in Ram, the whole concept was just like game. So we had a lot of board games, not that much music, so it was just a thing of people can sit down and play board games. The one in Cape Town, the concept around that, we're having a FIFA competition and the winner gets like a dead hamper type thing.
And that'll bring people in, especially Jens, dog. Fuck, that's genius.
So that's what it is. So
FIFA too.
But I know, but like it'll bring in more gens.
I think it's important that like the fact that you mentioned as well, that you're working with guys and graphics guys for video.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people think that shit, if they're trying to do something these days, they need to do everything by themselves.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But even someone as successful, because I've seen a lot of the stuff that you do, and
I'm not. No.
I look at it with admiration, you know, because like, I see
so
where you are
and
see the
accomplished,
labels.
Man. Accomplished. I think that's
accomplished
work.
Now, like, I see the waves you're making, they're hot.
Yeah, I'm not a money guy, but let me roll up in like a Rari, then you can say successful, you know what I'm saying?
But your brand is established.
Yeah.
You could say that. I'd like to say that.
Yeah,
I'd like to say that. I think we are like one of the top premium lifestyle brands currently, because I think we're very premium.
Yeah, I agree.
There's no one as premium as us right now that's really solely focused on streetwear, I'd like to believe.
Yeah.
I vibe with that, but I don't think we should speak about success in terms of
monetary
values and,
yeah, but
and
we're in the system.
But at the end of the day, that's why, that's the end goal.
I won't lie, it's not necessarily because my dream, I want to die being known as the guy that really fucks shit up.
Okay.
Mm.
Like when they burning me, because I ain't having no funeral and shit.
You're getting cremated.
I wanna get cremated and stuff.
I think after when that, you die is when you should change the name to Alive.
Nah, it dies with me. There's no generational what to my kids, what to don't keep the rack that I made, but it dies with me. When I'm gone. I'm not gonna have my kids or my company being ruined by niggas that didn't understand the vision, like Steve Jobs. See what they do in the Apple? I'm not having any of that, bro.
So when you die,
it's gone.
Dead is dead.
It's dead. No more. So you better keep your pieces really safe. And when I'm gone, I'm really gone.
Guys, collect his items.
Like, it's really, really gone, bro.
I like
so
that. That's dope, though.
Are you sure you're not Kanye, though?
Yeah,
nah.
Shit.
I'm getting those vibes.
Hell nah. Fuck Donald Trump.
It's sad. Sure. Actually, Kanye only realized. I don't understand that nigga.
Let's talk more things local.
Yeah.
I don't like getting into international conversation because international people don't even have conversations about us. You know what I mean? Like, why do we pay them so much mind? Like, why do we pay them so much mind? Like, they pay mind to us. Did we go on E! News and they're like, fire in California. And fine, I get that. But it's like, when there's a fire in
Kailisha, you don't ever hear them chat, like, why are we so focused on this thing?
No, we actually need to chat about that.
Like,
guys,
we really mind fucked, bro. Like, they up our ass right now. Like,
dude, yo. I'm talking about, so remember when there was that big fire in Knysna?
Yeah.
And then literally banks but like pledged millions of rands.
Pick and pay.
It was
to
like
help them.
And then collection points for resources.
And then there was a bigger fire in Kailisha and no one said anything.
No one said anything, but the dope thing about that is like Twitter homies actually came through together and actually pulled it off, bro.
Yeah.
Like, real talk. Like what that shows you, sorry to interrupt you.
No.
What that showed is that brands, like big brands in South Africa only care about you if
you white. Rich people.
No,
rich white people.
That's too much. That's too deep.
Let's be real, guys. Who's staying in Nice?
Look,
now?
I wouldn't necessarily
say
that.
Be,
it's
I
just
think
like, it's people that have money. Like, we need you because we need your debt.
True.
Like, we need you in debt. That's how we eat, because of your debt. You need to understand that South Africa is a country that's basically run on debt, bro. Mm. We know that we're in a recession, but there's malls popping up left, right, and center. There's new companies coming to the country.
That.
And that should actually make you ask specific questions as to, like, what's really the heat. And the heat is people in South Africa don't mind getting something they cannot afford.
Yeah. We were talking about this, like, how people, like, Adair and I were in the car and we're talking about, like, you know, different cars you drive and all that stuff and how people want to buy things to show other people
that they have money.
You know
like people live their life in debt. He's right.
For real, South Africa, what, bro? People really moving on debt right now, bro. Don't let these guys try to flex on you like, homie.
Dude,
nah, it's true.
Some
bro.
Of these people
paying
driving Mercs when
month.
They haven't even paid them off, or they
like
know,
shout out,
no
shout out, no hate
this.
Though. Keep doing you.
I'm
like this is absolutely no
the
hate.
The thing is,
sometimes
can I
people take such conversations as hate. Ah, you guys are looking. No, yo, do your thing, bro. But I'm good.
Do it
nah,
the,
but also,
but
allow,
also do it for the right reason.
No, but also
I
we
think.
Gonna.
But what is the right reason?
We here to have conversations, bro.
That's subjective.
Live within
you. You're actually very right.
You know,
that's actually a realization I had.
Yeah, like
fairly recently, like literally. Everything in life is
subjective.
So subjective.
Literally.
You can never call someone else's opinion wrong because it could
subjective.
Be just because it's different to yours doesn't mean it's wrong.
I get that, but in terms of money, I think live within your means.
No.
And like
that's your opinion.
What if I'm living for a good time, not a long time?
Yeah.
I'm here for a good time.
No, I just want to get a loan for a million, go to the club, ball out. I know I'm going to die tomorrow, I'm dead, sharp, gone.
But I mean, like, if you, but should we not be kind of preaching pro good life choices type of thing? Because if you're going to die tomorrow, then by all means, because I know if I was going to die tomorrow, I'd
live the
fuck
up.
The world up tonight.
Yeah.
For sure.
Definitely,
you
know? Bro.
But if you have a future, if you have to secure yourself, maybe your kids, your family, like, these are little things that you have. I completely understand what you mean. Like, people like nice things.
Yeah.
I like nice things. All of us in this room, we like nice things, even if you can't always afford it, but like it just takes, and I think that's it's that colonization mentality that
it fucked us
man, for real. The fact that we're like South Africa doesn't buy black, we don't buy local because we just want the aesthetics of,
and local wanted to be cheaper if it's too expensive.
Can I tell you what it is though,
right?
I was saying it recently on the way here, like the whole of our lives as black people, the whole of our existence, we've been told, nah, you're not good enough. You're not supposed to be here.
You know what I want to do? I want to change people's mindsets, right?
Yeah.
I know as much as color really matters, but I want us to really move back from as black people, as white people, as Indian people. Because at the end of the day, that's exactly what the system wants of us, bro. The system wants us to differentiate ourselves.
I ain't never gonna stop seeing color until...
Definitely. I'm not saying don't stop seeing it, but stop making it a huge point in every factor.
But it's a huge point in every factor.
In my opinion, we can only really stop when the playing fields are even.
That's what I'm
saying.
I get it. So like, until that happens,
really
we're gonna carry on seeing color.
We can't always like hold it like as... Like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, we can't always, like, make it such a big factor the whole time.
But
like,
I feel like...
The whole time. Let's say, for example, a white guy rapes a black woman. And that's a thing of the...
A racialized
You know what I mean? And it's a thing of a woman got raped. Why can't we just leave it at that, full stop? I get it. I know a lot of people might just kill me for this, but it's just like... This is really what the system wants. And especially black on black hate. The whole black woman, black female.
Okay, but when it's relevant, it's relevant.
Can I say something? Can I say something? I think the perfect point to that is we need to learn from our history, otherwise we are doomed to repeat it.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean we must perpetuate the hatred that was built back then.
100%. I'm not perpetuating
and I mean,
hate.
No. I'm not saying you're perpetuating hate by saying this thing, but like when we...
Your people might get more fortunate.
Yeah, when we need to, like as people, we all bleed red. Obviously, there have been some atrocities in the past that need to be corrected, but we can't go forward with the mindset of, oh, I'm only deserve this because of that. No, you deserve this because you are spectacular, because you are amazing,
thanks,
because
Dad.
You are talented, because you are a human being who is willing to work hard and to do it.
Yeah.
The color of your skin should not change that mindset.
100%. But because those things haven't been addressed, being black, being your gender, your race, all those things still affect us. So like Ade was saying, like until those things are addressed, that's the only time we can stop ignoring them.
Okay.
But you as a person, like, yes, you can ignore like, oh, blah, and be like, oh, color doesn't matter, gender is just a construct, blah, blah, blah. But those things do matter.
Yeah,
and those things
matter.
Do,
I didn't say it doesn't matter.
It does affect
madam,
how I go into the world versus how you go
into.
About
to stab you, though. Shit.
Like, it affects how my experience is in the world.
True.
As opposed to you. Like,
100%.
Just you being a male, whether you're black or not, you already have an advantage over me, right?
Definitely.
So I'm not going to ignore the fact that I'm a black woman.
I'm not saying don't ignore it.
He's just trying. He's trying to change the narrative. That's what he's saying.
Yeah, I'm not saying don't ignore it.
But I'm saying
you
it's
know what
not
I mean?
Going to be changed until it's addressed. And the only way you address things is by talking about
how do we change? Yeah. How do we do both? That's the question.
That's
how do we
question.
Do both? How do we change the narrative, but whilst keeping things relevant? Race issues are relevant.
Yeah.
Why? Because there's still racism in the world today.
Yes.
Why? Because there's still the playing fields are massively unequal.
Yeah.
Like we struggle. We are
really
struggling.
Green field and the other one is a
exactly
brown field.
Like it's
brown
also
field with footpaths.
It's also
in the middle.
It's also easy for us as I'm gonna say this as wealthy and successful.
Black people.
Luckily enough,
very,
you know. Luckily
yeah,
enough,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're in this situation.
Word.
We're fortunate enough to be where we are, so it's easier for us
to
sit on
like
our
this.
Pedestal and say,
okay.
"Let's try, like, not speak about the race
yeah,
issues." When there's millions of people just like us that are suffering,
exactly.
that didn't have the same fortunate situation.
Now I get your point.
Had,
so it's basically
know?
Not about us.
It's
yeah.
not about us.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what it is. You know, we're too small a minority. Even though we're a majority in this country, we're still a
us.
Minority
yes,
in the fact that we are
to be
fortunate black
yeah.
people.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Privileged enough to be educated.
Okay, I get it.
Yeah.
I take
you
it
are
back.
I like that.
My wavelength.
No,
I don't think
you need to take it back.
Yeah, yeah,
everyone's
do,
entitled
a very
to their
point,
opinion.
Because I was actually thinking about it today because I was in Santon, you know, and it just felt so weird how... Actually, yesterday I was driving in Santon and it just felt so weird how everyone is in cars and you just see the black homies just walking from
right?
work. And only
working
black homies.
Even in Santon City.
Have you ever seen a white person working in McDonald's or a white person
working
at like a fast food restaurant?
Yeah, but I think we should change this conversation.
No,
shout
no,
out.
Like,
I really get it. Like, it's very strong and I hope everyone gets it out there too. It's a very, very valid conversation. Just, I don't want to, like... Yo,
we don't want to drag too much on it.
People can't really know what we're really thinking about something.
All right, you know what? Let's take,
guys,
let's take a young music break.
No, but just quickly. Like, this realization you've just come to is literally what happened to Kanye and his realization of like, oh no, Donald Trump's using me. And I'm just so glad you had that moment.
No, but he's
a dumbass.
He didn't get that moment. I think he was still stuck. He's still stuck.
I think, someone just explained to him why it's bad for him.
I feel like they damned it down the worst
guys,
way to go. Like,
they made him a picture book.
Bad look.
I'm telling you, they made him a picture book, guys. I'm telling you.
Chris Jenner was like, this is bad for the PR.
Yo, bro.
No, but can I tell you what? There were so many people that sent him messages that DM'd him.
Yo.
Like celebrities, John Legend.
They were furious.
Like people of prominence were sending him messages being like, bro,
what's the heat?
What are you doing?
Are
like,
you really
can you
saying?
Not see what this guy is doing to people?
Yo.
And you're out there shaking hands with him, signing deals with him. And like only now has he been like, yeah guys, sorry. Apparently, I've been
apparently.
Fucking with the wrong
apparently.
Group. I've been fucking with the wrong group.
He was like, hey, used me.
It's like, you know when you've been chilling with the wrong friend for a while and you're like,
that friend
actually
doesn't fuck with me.
He's a bad influence.
Like, shit, like, I think maybe his mom called him and was like, hey, yo, what you doing
y'all
with that boy Trump?
What's the heat, man?
Alright, anyway, let's head into a music break. And
we will be right back.
We'll bring it back with
some
more heat.
Don't go anywhere, but you can go, but hey, you'll be missing
come
out.
You'll be missing out on heat, guys. Mm-hmm. Alright, let's hit it.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Yeah.
We back.
What's up, everybody?
That was the perfect way for us to come vibe back in.
That was it.
Yeah, sure, guys.
If you just joined us, you missed out on some serious heat.
Ultra rapping.
For real, dog. For reals. We have the homeboy Bangy is dead in the studio.
On them acapella vibes.
Yeah, sure. We've been having a great conversation today. Shit.
High key, hey.
We've been all over the goddamn place, man. Sure.
Yeah, I'm stumped. We talk art. Now we're talking about, like,
current affairs.
Real life.
Yeah. But I mean, that's what it's supposed to be. Though, yeah.
Kids need to know what's the heat.
Yeah, dude. We live in the world, so we have to understand it. We have to preach our interpretation. You know, maybe preach is the wrong word.
This is like a very important thing for me. If you have influence, please use your influence to influence people correctly.
Yeah, I wish I had one of those.
You've got influence.
Get out of here.
For real.
The basic guy.
Nah. You see the way people slide into your DMs and hit you with them questions.
DMs dry.
The fact that you have a brand that people are investing in, the fact that people like interact with you and want to be associated with.
They want to be associated with the brand.
I'm just messing with you. Okay.
I can tell you why. I don't like this. I don't want this stuff to get to my head. I just really want to be a basic ordinary guy.
So
dude,
be that nigga.
But allow your work to speak for itself.
Be that nigga. Deactivate your Instagram
and then go undercover like Sia. You know the artist, the singer, how no one knows her identity. Then you just carry on.
My daughter's just like Sia. You can't see her.
Literally everyone in the booth just rolled their eyes. Like, everyone.
I'm just gonna stop my live.
But yes, like that.
No, I'm just under the grid. That's all. If you know me, you know me. But I'm really off the grid.
Real G's move in silence.
Like lasagna.
Oh, but that's acceptable.
People scare me. Because it's Wayne.
Come on, okay.
I have a question because I noticed that the logo on your hat same as your tattoo. Yeah. So can you tell us about that?
New logo is basically inspired by an architectural diagram. Yeah, you can, definitely. Okay. So what happened in architecture, I used to study architecture for like 2-3 years.
Okay.
But then clothes just took over. But anyway, so in architecture, there's this thing called an axonometric diagram. Mm-hmm. So in an axonometric diagram, what basically happens is that they're showing you the whole structure, but split out.
So the levels of things.
Yeah, basically. Oh. So it's the foundation, then it's the outside, and then it's the complete structure. So essentially, that's what the new logo is. So we're just showing you all three vibes, and also trying to show you that dead has multiple dimensions.
I'd put on a shirt the levels of dead.
You know what I'm saying? That's basically what it is. So it was really inspired by architecture.
Okay. Zindle, tell us what's going on. What's new in the world?
Oh wait, before that.
He has an ice cream brand that he can tell us about.
There's a collab, but guess what, the boys.
You know what I'm saying?
Tell us a bit about the ice cream.
Oh, there's a collab with a lady called Yo Coco.
Yo Coco.
So they make like organic ice cream.
Mm.
So I met her on the gram. I was actually like, yo, there's times I just go on the gram and I see stuff that other people are doing that really inspires me and just hit them up like, yo, let's work. Yeah.
And that's how it should be, man.
Literally, like, yo. Even this lady that I just had a collab with, P Accessories, like, I literally just jumped in the DM like, yo, I really fuck with what you do. Let's sit down and see where we can take this. And she was like one of the easiest collabs. Well, she's so easy to work with. Like, it was really a pleasure working with her.
Sure,
it was the most simplest collab I've ever done with someone that's not like a corporate.
Mm.
Because corporate, you have to sign contracts. So, you're doing the job. But with her, like, it almost felt like we really did, like, signed a contract. Yeah.
So what are some of your favorite collabs that you've done?
Yeah, I haven't done a lot, but the one that stands out for ish, dog. That's a tough question.
Oh, okay, maybe yeah, favorite, because then artists can never say what their favorite is.
Ish.
Which ones stick out? Which three would you like to tell us about? Which ones stick out in your head?
Three. Okay, the TFG one.
Yeah.
Had a collaboration with Anatomy. I feel like we're the first brand.
Shit, Anatomy.
That's big.
I feel like we're the first local brand to corporate to TFG. Like collaboration, not be commissioned to do work, not like actual collaboration type shit. Yeah.
Shit. So that was
like last year, the end of last year.
Yeah.
The shit sold out like in the first night on the opening night.
Yo, guys, yeah, that's crazy. And to say that a local brand is selling out in the first night. That's fucking crazy, bro.
All they had left was like, what? Bulletproofs, but that doesn't really count because like two left and they were too big. Everything else could fit someone like was sold out.
Sure, that's
that was
crazy,
really dope.
Man.
Shout out to that. And then second definitely has to be the ice cream. I think the ice cream was that level. Like the black ice cream was just a thing of yo, get out of here. Like there's no one else. You can't tell me.
There's no one. You ain't doing the ice cream no more.
I'm definitely looking into doing it, like probably 2019. Like okay. I'm actually gonna like, I actually have an idea. It's really done. It's just like a matter of making it happen. I can't really say it because yeah, you know, you guys are still stuff.
I'm not.
But this one is too much of a concept that if you steal, I can't do it.
Yeah. I know it's black, but like, what flavor is it?
We had lemon meringue and we had choc chip. Yo, lemon meringue was like the wild.
You know how much I love lemon meringue. Yo,
imagine lemon meringue, but it's black. Oh, you guys are lying.
Yo,
that's crazy.
Dave's busy licking his lips like a fucking creep.
That tasty, dog.
So, how long was it available for?
It was available, I think, the whole of last year. So what we did in the beginning was a thing of we had a collaboration as well, like a three-way collaboration with a guy called Marco. So he had a waffle company in Rosebank called Wonder Waffle.
Sure.
So what he did was like make black waffles. So we had the black waffles with the black ice cream.
That sounds too much.
Too wavy, bro.
And by too much, I mean just enough.
Yeah, that's really sick.
Fashion
man.
And food, bro. That's
Instagram
too crazy.
Fashion, food, lifestyle.
Yo,
like,
oh, the influencers.
Yeah, dude, they're wilding right now.
Wait, that's so fucking crazy. Yeah, shit. So
I've got a question for you. Mm-hmm. What else do we have to expect from you? Like,
to flip South Africa over?
Yes. How you gonna
flip it upside down?
The continent.
And I know there's a bunch of people that don't like me, and I'm gonna make you hate me. I'm gonna make you kill yourself because you hate me.
Okay, I don't know if you should take it that far.
Wow. Oh God.
Public service announcement. You heard it.
For real, for real. So if you hate me, brother, make peace with it right now.
Break up, guys.
Or you're gonna end up hating the world because
you're gonna be everywhere.
The world is mine.
Yeah.
I like that. Dog, I fuck crazy, with that so much. Fact, I don't even understand.
Dog, you're literally doing just so many things that are like kind of unheard of. Like a fashion brand going on tour. That's not unheard of. But like the way you're doing it,
it's low-key really is in South Africa.
Yes, exactly. Like
I think
in
even
South
internationally,
Africa,
dude. I don't know a lot of brands. Maybe stores.
You know, and they won't even call it like a tour. Yeah. It'll be like a pop-up in one place and shit. So like calling it a tour, that's literally doing something different, making wave.
Yeah, but
fucking fashion brand, making ice cream and black fucking waffles. Goddamn.
It's not a fashion brand, bro.
I mean a lifestyle brand. My bad. Woo.
Yo, I won't kill you. The universe will come.
I'm just lying on your name. Shit. That's crazy.
No, but for real, like, dude. Yeah, we're gonna flip switch up. Like, the first tour was probably the hardest, like, the toughest one. Because, well, even this one is self-funded, but the first one was hard, dude. I literally, like, had nothing.
Yeah.
I remember the first event I had last year in Joburg. And, dude, I spent so much money and no one came, bro.
Oh
sure. That's how they are. The first one.
Like, on guard. No one came. I don't think you guys understand. Only my homies that helped me put that stuff together were there. Like,
Now we know, dog.
Bro, sure, no one came. Like,
it's fucked, bro.
And I needed those coins for my rent, dude. Like, because, last year,
But look at you now, dog.
Yeah, look how far you've come, dog.
Yeah, man. I look back and be like, yo, fuck, crazy.
That. It's character enhancement. Crazy.
Yeah,
damn straight. Okay. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger, bro.
Yeah, facts.
Okay, so we're running out of time, so we gotta wrap up.
Oh,
so I wanna, dog, this was fucking fun, bro.
Yeah,
so,
but time flies, damn.
Damn, for real,
time flies when you're ruining your life.
Mic off.
I don't know that one. I know time flies when you're having fun.
I've never heard that one.
I'm gonna make sure of quick.
So, somebody's making up their own things over here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go on Twitter and you'll get the bands, okay?
Nah.
Bye. okay, so my question to you, for anyone listening, right, that wants to do what you've done, it's a two-part question. What would you say the hardest thing you had to encounter was, or the hardest thing you had to overcome and then how would you...
No, let me answer the first one first, because I'm going to forget.
Yeah, go for it.
It's self-doubt. That's a, like the one thing that was really tough for me and that I have to like jump over is when you have an idea and you just feel like, yo, can I really do it? Will people actually come? Will this actually really sell? So it's like really just believing. It's like really all about your confidence. Like I'm really grateful and I'm really blessed to really believe in myself. And I'd really like to thank people that I've surrounded myself with and people that are like were with before I started Dead, because they are the one that really instilled self-confidence in me. So it's like, dude, I could look like shit and I still probably think I'm the sickest in the room. And everyone will probably think I'm the sickest in the room because of that confidence. You know, that's how, like, it's really all about mind play, man.
It's all
like,
about the energy.
Yeah, mind fuck, bro. Like, life is a big mind fuck.
Yeah.
Shout out to you, dog, for real, though.
Thank you so much, bro.
So, wait, there's a second part to the question, but you kind of answered it. Was, I'd say, what would you say to inspire anyone who wants to be where you are?
Self-confidence, man. Do you, and don't do it for us, because we don't care.
And what about the like young people that maybe want to collaborate with you? Do you think there's like opportunities there?
There is, but work harder.
Okay. Hey, sure. You need to be on his level, guys.
Yeah, yeah, but I don't want to say it like that because I don't want to sound dick. It's just a thing of
just work harder.
You wanna, but you also want to uplift just, each other. Yes, like, I don't want to like
everyone that hits me up. It always seems like a thing of, yo, I see you really dope and let's collaborate. Nah, I want a collaboration that actually genuinely makes sense.
Yeah,
you know, like something that like. Not even benefits both of us. It's not even about that. Like, it just has to make conceptual sense. Like, if you want to come up to me and just say, yo, let's collaborate. Okay, cool. But no.
But no.
Let's have a real solid
concept. It's right. If you want to collaborate, it's like,
let's talk
it's
concepts,
a business
bro.
Thing. Mm. Come with a plan. Come with
not even
what
plan.
You
nah, I'm
do.
Not that deep. Let's just talk concepts. You know what I'm saying? Let's sit down, talk concepts. And let me see what you can do. Like, dude, I've released like in total probably like, dude, we're 3 years old. I've released probably like 23, 24, maybe 25 collections.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, tick, tick.
Now,
tick.
Someone with like two collections, three collections is then going to want to sit down with me and the thing of doubt. But look at what we're even doing now. Fuck everything we've done back then, but look at what we're doing now.
Mm.
And if I can sit down with you and you can actually say, okay, are we doing this? And what you did or what you're doing and what we're doing is like on the same wavelength, let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go. So everyone makes it seem like, oh, you're not cool enough, blah blah blah. It's just like, yo, homie, the world doesn't care. Just work harder, bro.
Just get on my level.
If you're not on the wave,
that's dick. Just work harder. Just work harder, like surpass me type thing, bro. Like let's sit down and really conceptualize, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dark.
Damn, you heard it your first.
Pause. Bars, guys. Why don't you tell the people where they can find you on social medias, websites, all of that stuff.
Where they can find your EP.
Dropping an EP next year, actually, 2019. I'm not joking.
Oh, for real?
Hectic.
Shit. What, like no rap jokes. Or singing? Rap.
Look, dog, with a voice like this, you think I can sing? you lying.
You don't want to put boundaries on you.
You guys are trying to make me very white, or what?
You're going to tell us to work harder.
Nah, bro. What was the question again?
Social media. Your social media handle.
Okay, it's dead93.com. That's our online. I know I get this question a lot, but it's literally on our Instagram. That's our web store. That's the only place you can get Dead. If not our pop-ups, it's dead93.com. If you see it anywhere else, you're my brother.
It's probably fake.
It's no, probably it is. But anyway, Instagram Dead. _93 Twitter Dead _93 Yeah, that's
and
about
shout
it.
Out your next pop up.
Yeah, shout out to our next pop up, man.
If you're in Cape Town listening to it
from November.
Yeah.
Cape Where's Town, it gonna be?
Sneaker Cartel. You know it's on Long Street, 164 Long Street. Yeah, it's gonna be really dope.
Sure.
Yeah, we're having a FIFA tournament. Don't forget that, bro.
So
like,
bring your queen.
Yeah, sorry? Because the winner gets a dead hamper worth like 3K or something like that.
Shit,
saucy. Alright, guys. So unfortunately, we've run out of time for today.
Nah, fortunately, my brain is tired of giving you guys bars.
Nah, we had such a great time having you on today,
real,
bro.
Blessings. Thank you so much for you guys
spreading love, spreading knowledge, like. I'm sure you've inspired more than a few listeners out there to, you know, pursue their own thing and to work harder. Because if there's anything I've taken away from here, it's shit. Nigga,
work harder.
Yeah, the world doesn't care, bro.
Work harder. But yeah, from the Millennial Gen team here at Cliff Central, To your boy, Yao, aka Yao Majesty.
And from Bang is Dead, you know. I'm also a host, bro. I'm up in here. And from Bang is Dead, thank you so much.
And Zed does the most, saying bye, guys, and spend all your money tomorrow, Black Friday.
Yeah, yes. We're having a Black Friday sale, by the way. Actually.
Ooh, about to cop some
dead.
Yeah,
there's
going to
be like 200 off our t-shirts. Like, I'm having like a staple t-shirt on sale tomorrow.
Yay. Shit. Okay. All right, guys, you heard
there's
it
only
first,
like
man.
10 available, so
your
my brother,
speed.
Wake up, my brother.
Speed. All right, and last not least, from your boy, Kanye Palmer, wish you guys love, light, happiness,
one
spectacular
last
weekend.
Shout out to everybody listening to the shit.
Yeah,
shout out
to everyone
watching my live. Shout out to my homies behind me. Shout out to the person that believes in me.
Yeah.
I want to say person because person, you know yourself, you know what I'm saying? Okay. Yeah, man, just shout out to everybody.
My
love the love.
Seven side hoes, I know it for sure.
dog.
Okay.
That time, you're going to get me in trouble, but I don't have girls
guys.
On me, dog.
But it's that time. Shout out to our producer giving me the looks like we must rap out. We are out, y'all.
This is CliffCentral.com.